With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, let me tell you something, brother. 1:31, there's no more sun. I got my homeboy, my main man, the skillet of coolness right next to me, Mr. Tom Greer.
Can a skillet be cool?
A skillet can be cool when it's done cooking, you know what I'm saying, baby?
I guess so.
You gotta heat up and then cool down.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep the mood up. Come on now, Mr. Greer. What are you up? You up?
No, I'm just checking levels, making sure Okay. Everything sounds fine.
Just making sure we're all there. You know what I'm saying? All right, very good. So anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Mane & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. So it's going to be an interesting episode because, what do you call it?
Are you saying that all your other episodes aren't interesting?
No, they're not. They're really not. Right. I don't even know why I do the show half the time. I just sit.
You said it. I didn't.
I just sit and I blow smoke up my ass and, you know, it is what it is. No, I'm just kidding. No, last week we didn't have a show because Alex didn't come in and what do you call it? And we had no time to get it done. So I was like, well, you know what? I'm sorry, but we got a day off.
It happens.
So what do you call it? So we're here. We're back. The reason why this title is No More Sun is because it's getting colder. We're in October. Halloween time is upon us.
Did we start broadcasting in Alaska? Is that why you keep saying no sun?
No. But it's cold out. Are you not cold?
So does that mean the sun?
Are you not entertained?
So when it's cold out, the sun goes away?
What?
You said no sun. You said
it's Halloween time, and Halloween time there is no sun. It's only darkness.
Oh,
darkness across the land. How did that go again? And the whole Michael Jackson thrill thing. Darkness spreads across the land, and something, and ghosts and ghouls and goblins. Wah. I don't know, man. What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just letting you go.
You got nothing, huh?
I got nothing. I have no idea.
It's going to be a very interesting night.
If you ask your Alexa to play a Halloween mix, you'll hear Thriller like 57 times.
Yeah, but do you know all the words to Thriller?
No.
Okay, well then don't tell me.
I'm not making fun of you for not knowing all the words
to
Thriller.
I thought you were just making
fun. No, I'm just saying that if you ask your Alexa to play a Halloween playlist, you're going to hear Thriller about 57 times.
Probably 58, but you know, you're right. Anyway, so Halloween time. What do you call it? Super stoked about Halloween time because it's my favorite time of the year. And it's where all the ghosts and ghouls and ghouls and goblins come out. I said ghouls. I was thinking about, you know, you have the New York
Giants,
but I'm thinking, you know, because New York Islanders, you know, they're all the same color.
The Islanders are orange. And the Giants are blue and red.
You know, I'm trying to sit and...
I'm trying to make sure that you understand the difference.
I knew that it was orange.
I'm trying to figure out if you're colorblind or not.
No, I just... The New York and I
actually,
just...
Some,
you know.
Actually, it is. I'm pretty sure most men, or like all men, are somewhat colorblind.
What? Really?
Like, I think I learned it in health class in like high school. That
was a long time ago.
All men are a percentage of colorblind. Like, not
really.
Like, you're not totally, like, you're not like a dog. Like, oh my God, I only see gray. No, okay. But you, like, there, you do have trouble distinguishing between colors.
How
we all do.
How do we know for sure that dogs only see gray?
I don't know. Somebody asked.
Woof.
They asked Eddie Murphy to be Dr. Doolittle and asked his pet dog.
That makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. But at the end of the day, how do we know if we're seeing the right colors or not? We don't.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm like,
hey, this could all be a simulation. We could all be in a turtle's dream right now.
A turtle's?
A turtle's dream that's floating through space.
Of
only
It's
Always Sunny thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I like the whole idea of it being a turtle. Where you came
we
up
could be
with
a
the turtle.
Simulation. We could all be a simulation. This could all be the Matrix.
The Matrix. You know, I've thought of that before. I've had a lot of glitches lately. That scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's either something that's really good's happening or something really bad's about to happen. So let's hope that that's not a bad thing because I don't need any bad. I like only good.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to Halloween before I was rudely interrupted by space turtles and stuff like that. What do you call it? Halloween's super, super awesome for me. I mean, I love everything about Halloween. I am upset that Forest of Fear is no longer around. I used to do that, you know, every single year. Also, this year, again, I'm not doing New York Comic Con. That used to be my homecoming, you know what I mean, from being out and about and doing touring, which we haven't done. So, you know what I mean? It is a little bit of a somber October. However, it is an exciting one because I am going back to Salem. So I think I mentioned it to you.
I know.
And you guys are actually going to be out in, you and Kim are going to be in Orlando.
We're going to be in Disney World in a week.
And you're doing the
14th to the 21st.
The bootacular thing?
It's called the Boo Bash. We're doing it for one day, yeah.
It's only one day?
Yeah, it's only one day.
So, like,
It's more than one day, but we only bought tickets for one day.
Gotcha. What exactly is that all about?
I don't totally know. I know it's going to be like one of their Halloween spectaculars. The park's open for an extra 3 hours for everybody that bought those tickets.
3 hours?
Yeah, it's from like 9 to 12, if I did math correctly, that's 3.
Okay.
I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, did I do that right? Yeah, no, it's like 3 extra hours.
Okay.
I think they're going to have all the Halloween stuff up. They'll probably be, I don't think they're doing full parades yet still, but they'll probably have like those, like single floats with characters on it going by.
Okay.
You'll probably see the villains a whole bunch and
probably
it'll be fun.
I like the villain stuff.
Yeah,
I prefer the villain stuff to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Most of the villains are just
villains.
Cool.
Night. When I went to Villains Night last February, I don't remember. No, is that? Yeah, no, last February, like right before, literally right a week before the lockdown, when I was in Disney World.
The year before.
Yeah, the one right
last year.
Yeah. The one right before the lockdown.
Right, because you haven't even gone away this year. This is like nothing.
Well, this is like the first. Yeah, this is the first time I'm going away since then.
Yeah,
since spring training, like since last season spring training. The spring training 2020 is when the last time I went to Florida.
Ouch.
For baseball. Yeah. But, So I went to Villains Night and that was fun.
I mean, is it that much? Is that much different than regular Disney in general?
Yeah, I think they only sell. I don't think they sell as many tickets as they do for regular Disney World. So the crowds are a little bit not crazy amount, but a little bit smaller. And there's different music playing. The tone around the park is a little bit different. It's still Disney. It's still the Magic Kingdom. You know, it's not crazy different.
So you think about 3 hours of extra love is what you're gonna get.
Probably, yeah.
Right. So you get to do a little bit more. Look who just showed up. Hello, Alex. Hi. Look at you. Oh, we'll get you in the mix shortly. What do you call it? So the whole thing with Disney their like extra hour things, I think that's really cool, but like if it's the same thing, like you're paying more to just stand around and not go on anything, you know what I mean? Like those extra couple of hours are stuck sitting and waiting on lines would suck.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've actually heard from my cousin went down there this week. He's coming home this week, but he was there like in the middle of last week. He said the lines really haven't been that bad.
Okay.
It hasn't been that crazy. I think everybody's just been in. He said that a lot of people have just been packed in the stores trying to get all the 50th anniversary merch before it all gets sold out. And it's been drastically affecting the lines, which is really cool. I'd rather get on rides than wait on lines.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like Rise of the Resistance, I believe, was at like 30 minutes at one point.
You have to sign up for that well ahead of time,
nope,
don't you?
Not anymore. They stopped doing that. The only ride that you have to sign up well ahead for now is the Ratatouille ride, because that's like brand new.
Oh, that just it did open, didn't
that
it?
That opened up on
Kim's birthday,
yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no. I knew that it was, because it hadn't started, it hadn't been open when I was there. but it was...
Yeah, it wasn't open until the first. It was opening for the 50th anniversary.
It looks like it might be an interesting ride.
I've seen it already because this is a ride that they had in France, and there was a behind the scenes of rides or whatever, or it might have been a part of an Imagineering documentary that me and Kim were watching on Disney Plus, and it showed you what that ride was all about.
Interesting.
It's the same thing. It looks cool, though. I like Ratatouille. Is a good movie. I like that movie.
Yeah. Look, put it this way. They're all similar at this point, and I think we spoke about this on something. I forgot who if it was you, was Alex. I don't remember. We were talking about how rides are all, like, starting to become, like, the same, where it's all, like, the virtual.
Yeah, well, this is kind of... the Ratatouille ride is still very much, like, set-driven.
Right.
And, you know, where
it's not all virtual.
Well, there's a lot of, like, screens that they're projecting onto, but there is a lot of, like, actual sets and rooms that you're going through, similar to Rise of the Resistance, where you're going through different sets and areas. And
I haven't seen that one because it was like it had opened up the weekend that we were there, and then you couldn't get on unless
Rise of the Resistance had been open well before the weekend you had been there.
Are you sure? Because from what I remember, they said it's like this is the opening weekend, we can't get you in.
No,
because I was getting they brought me in
Rise
front
of the,
for everything.
No, Rise of the Resistance has been open for a minute, if not a
that
full
was the
year.
One ride I couldn't get on.
Yeah, well, because at that point they were still doing the boarding groups,
right?
So, but they're not doing that anymore.
So I guess that was just because it was a boarding group.
Probably, yeah. So I mean, it was a high demand ride. That ride was clocking like 4 hour wait times, 5 hour wait times.
Craziness. Yeah, not interested.
I don't know why.
Not interested. No. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Will G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters. And not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin, and hey, look, it's DePonte. He got tagged in.
Hey, what's up?
So Greer is off like a prom dress, and you're here. Why are you so late?
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Why are you so late? Excuses?
Nah, traffic was pretty bad.
But you say you're going to be here closer to me soon.
Yeah. Okay. Bayshore.
All right. Well, nobody knows where Bayshore is, and nobody needs to know where you're going to live.
Well, but see, I didn't say a specific house. I just said Bayshore is a pretty big place.
Okay. I just
you're going to go house to house and just knock, be like, hey, Alex here?
Is Alejandro there? Yeah. No, he's not. Why do you always look tired? You're either tired or stoned. What's wrong with you?
I work a lot. I'm also stoned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? That's not good. What do you call it? So anyway, what do you call it? I was talking to Tom earlier about how Halloween time is upon us, and I'm super stoked about Halloween, and I'm going back to Salem.
It's my favorite holiday.
And, yeah. No, absolutely love Halloween. And Salem has been a couple of years since I've been there. So what do you call it? They are very good to me. They're very good to the Brimstone family, and you know, we're going to be doing a lot with Haunted Happenings again and meeting and greeting a whole bunch of people out there, and I'm super stoked because they take such good care of us, and we were able to get to see a lot of different things in a small amount of time, and they always know what's happening. You know what I mean?
I want to go to a haunted house.
Well, do you want to go to a real haunt, or do you really want to go to one of those haunted houses? You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
A real haunted house, or do you want to go to a haunted house?
A real haunt, like a
there's a difference between a house that is actually haunted and there is a haunted
house. Like, I feel like you're not gonna get really much at a real haunted house, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the chances are smaller.
I'd be
actually
man.
Scared.
Yeah, man. You need to stop. What you look like freaking Snoop Dogg on a freaking roll right now.
I'm not
now.
That high. I'm just very tired.
Well, you look ridiculously tired or high.
I wake up early. Like 6 a.m.
I was up at 5. Yeah, well, I beat you.
I'm tired. I haven't eaten. I want to eat. I was eyeing that refrigerator when I walked in, but then you already started the show.
Yeah, well, I had to get started.
I would stop at Burger King, but that would have made me even later.
Yeah, well,
I should get them to sponsor the show.
Yeah, Burger King. That'd
Here
be good.
Go. Hey, shout out to Burger King.
Burger King. I mean, Wendy's was doing some stuff with us for a while.
Were they really?
Come back, Wendy's. We
Come
miss
back,
you.
Wendy's.
We miss you.
That'd be cool.
And if you have the munchies, I mean, we had 7-Eleven, too, so.
I just haven't eaten.
Well, so eat something, but you're going to have to wait now.
I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to eat my hard drive.
There we go. Anyway, so super psyched about going back to Salem. Hands down, very, very amped. What do you call it? There are a ton of things that we hadn't seen last time. One of them that we were supposed to see that we were scheduled to go to.
Okay.
It was in our itinerary, but we couldn't make it there because there was like this trolley ride, which was awesome.
What was the thing that you had to reschedule?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Up until the trolley actually broke down. Which really sucked. They were like, oh my god, Brimstone's on this trolley, we need to get him to the next thing. They sent another trolley out to come pick us up and bring us to the other spot. And they were really sweet. They were really sweet. And you
aren't
know,
trolleys on tracks?
No, these are the ones that drive around.
Oh.
And you know, we were actually like the furthest away that we could have possibly
been. It's
like
been. A glorified taxi.
Pretty much. But it was beautiful old school, you know, trolley and
vintage limo.
Vintage, there you go, vintage limo. And what do you call it? We were by the water, and we were just like, oh no, we're going to miss it. And it was the one thing I really wanted to go to, which was the Pirates. It was the Pirates thing. So it was like a whole pirate show.
That's cool.
I was like, me and Pirates, I mean, I love Pirates and the whole
pirate
thing. So it's just like, so this time,
I think
we're going to do
vampires.
It. Well, they have a whole vampire thing going on. The vampire ball is going on while we're going to be there, actually.
What if you had to pick one?
Between vampires and pirates?
Yeah.
Pirates all the way. Yes.
I mean,
I'd be ripping the Disney movies.
I'd be ripping
it up in the pirate style.
Yeah, you do like you do the pirate impression pretty well.
Thank you. I mean, I could do the vampire thing, but you know what I mean? It's just dark and brooding.
But you are dark. Your whole persona is dark.
I know. But I have no problem with that.
Piracy is not that dark.
Pirates are wonderful. I'd love to do the pirate thing.
They're a little bit more joyous than they are dark.
Yeah, that's why, what do you call it? One of the characters that, see, you know that I'm doing Terror T, because obviously you do the recordings for me on that.
Obviously.
But what do you call it for serial killers? But I really wanted to do the pirate one too.
Yeah,
I know,
you did.
And he's like, I want to give it to you. He goes, but I can't because, you know, we have to spread the love. I was like, fine. I just want to do a pirate character. Somebody hire me to do a pirate character. I'd be so happy.
You can't find something?
I'm sure I will eventually.
There you go.
Just like I did the cowboy thing. I wanted to do the cowboy thing so badly, and I finally did the cowboy thing with Finger Gun. You know, that was fun, and I'll get to do more of that as they're expanding and doing that. So that's cool.
How's that thing that I can't talk about? Is that still I can't talk about it?
Yeah, I can't talk about it still.
Ah, that's a rip.
It's not going to be able to be talked about for a minute. Yeah,
for a minute. How long is a minute?
It's a whole 60 seconds. But the 60 seconds is just, you know, like a pretend 60 seconds. We're talking about it's going to be at least a few months. I can talk about it. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yo, guys, like, stay on your toes. Like, something exciting. Like, I don't get that excited that often. I'm excited about this.
It's going to be hot.
And I can't talk about it.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be yummy. You're going to love it. But what do you call it? Let's move along because I don't want to get stuck on that. And I can't really talk.
I know you can't.
But what do you call it? So today... I know this is coming out the day after, so I don't know if I'm hoping that everything's back up, but as of like 12 o'clock this morning, or this afternoon, I guess you'd say, Eastern time, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, all completely down. Messenger, everything that Facebook owns was down. And Tom had mentioned that there was some kind of hacking that got into the actual mainframe of the what do you call it?
Oh, listen to him try and talk
the
tech.
Thing it's well because I don't know of the actual system itself, but it, so like you know the actual app itself, I don't know, you know, if that's true. He's just what do you call it? He saw some stuff on Twitter from some verified accounts, but you know we're at the end of the day I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I just know it got shut down and it upset me greatly because I was in the middle of doing Instagram stuff.
I use it as my main messenger. I was like, why can't I send? I didn't even bother to look up. I honestly thought it was just my modem because my modem is absolutely garbage.
You say that again. Modem.
Modem.
Modem. Modem.
Modem.
My modem. What exactly is a modem?
It helps you connect to the internet.
It does.
Yeah.
Spell it. Come on.
I think it's M-O-D-E-M or M-O-D-O-M. I think it's M-O-D-E-M.
Wrong. It's I-T. I said spell it. Thank you.
Oh, you.
I am so funny sometimes. Okay, anyway. So that being said, what do you call it? How much time do we have left in this segment?
I don't know.
I'm
something like two minutes.
Just wanted to make sure I didn't go into something else that you know, is going to take too much time. What do you call it? Yeah, no. So it's essentially... I was sitting on Instagram and I was sitting and doing like a whole ton of marketing. And I was also sitting and like speaking to a bunch of people, like going back and forth and writing on a whole bunch of people's profiles and checking people out. And because I don't have time to do that all, you know, often. So when I do, I try to do a whole lot of it and speak to a whole bunch of people and just,
right.
You know, meet new people and, you know, make new acquaintances. And what do you call it? When I did it, all of a sudden, like it just stopped working. And I'm going, why is this not coming through? Meanwhile, a whole ton of people had just messaged me, and now I have a feeling like I'm not going to be able to see any of those messages and respond to all the people that had just freaking messaged. I'm going to be so upset because, like, I spent a lot of time on that.
Yeah,
And I don't want people to think that I didn't...
That you're not messaging. Well, I'm sure people are aware of that Facebook is down right now. So I am reading that basically... Facebook says that it's not a hack, and then this one person who's a whistleblower of like some Facebook documents says that it probably is, and that's what caused Facebook to go down. So, I mean, I don't know who you want to believe.
I don't know. I don't know who to believe, to be honest. You know,
like, I just want my Facebook back. How about that?
There you go. I don't even care about Facebook. I want my Instagram back.
No, I want my Messenger back.
Yes, Messenger is a big deal, too. I was wondering, I was like, huh, I haven't gotten any messages from my daughter today. And that was probably because she was probably at school freaking out. Why is my phone not working? And
Dad shut off my phone.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me, sweetheart. Anyway, why don't you take us out?
All right, so... how do you normally end this? I've never ended one of these.
You've never ended a segment before?
I don't think so.
Well, all right. We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. We're taking a quick break. I'm going to go and wake the hell up out of freaking... Wake the hell out of Alex. And we'll be back in just a few.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie, go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're going to blow it, kid. The kid will squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's got to eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Got to make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you could save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman! Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Within Brim Skin.
Yes.
Yes.
So what do you call it? The other week, we did our first photo shoot back in like the longest time. What do you call it?
What, Grindhouse?
Yeah. So Greer, Kim, and I did this shoot with this photographer that we met a while back. At it was called MCon, is one of the cons that we do annually.
Okay.
And what do you call it? And then we saw him again at Eternal Con, and he was like, you know, walking by, and we were talking, and we were like, hey, look, we'd love to do something with you and, you know, do some collab stuff. And he was like, down. So we hooked up. And I got to tell you, we got a lot of really cool shots, and we did it at a place called Selfie Clubhouse.
Now, okay.
This place was absolutely badass. I saw that they were opening. You know, at least a couple months ago when they were doing the grand opening.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like right around my birthday, I believe, because I wanted to try to get in there for my birthday, you know, because they have this big cake that you could take pictures with.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's like 30 different individual sets.
That would suit you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
A giant food object.
No, not all food objects, but that was the one thing. And you can go to each area and you take different shots in each area. And it's set up like, you know... It's set up, even if you don't have a photographer with you, you can do it with your own phones and whatever, and they actually have, like, the big lights, the selfie rings, so you can get all the light, whatever you need. It's pretty
Is it really,
crazy.
It's just a place for taking photos?
It's just a place for hanging out and taking photos.
That's interesting.
And it was really, really cool, and, you know, I found the place, and it's funny because I set it up, and then Kim and Tom had seen it when they were in the mall. Not long after, and they're like, yeah, we'll probably wind up ending up there. And sure enough, that's where we're going for the shoot. So what do you call it? So I was really, really stoked about that. So I definitely want to do a shout out to John F. Sheehan Photography and Selfie Clubhouse. You guys are the best. What do you call it? Absolutely enjoyed the hell out of that. And it's funny because right after that, I had gotten from a company that... I reached out to about some of the stuff that they had, and it's called Spirit Hoods, right? It's right up your alley, right?
Okay.
And if you look it up, Spirit Hoods, I have this big panther, what do you call it, faux fur jacket with the hood and the ears and the whole nine yards. Yeah. And it looks really, really cool, and I wish I would have had that before I did that shoot, because I would have loved to have gotten a couple of pictures like that. But
cool.
I'm gonna set something up with another photographer and get another shoot going soon, because I really, really like, you know, the idea of doing some stuff with it, because it's different. How many times can you do the same stuff over and over? You know what I mean? A lot, I know.
A lot,
yes. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to have something, you know, different. So, what do you call it? So that was, so one shout out to Spirit Hoods. They sent me that, and then they sent for Danielle a, what do you call it, a robe. It was like this leopard robe. And what do you
I've
call
seen
it?
These before.
Really, really cute snow leopard, and it's warm and snuggly, and she's absolutely in love with the damn thing. Nice. So, like, she's just, like, absolutely stoked about it. So I just want to do a shoot with it, and have some fun, and, you know, do some brimstone-y things. that's pretty much what I want to do. So that's that. What do you call it? And then did you hear about the whole thing? I know Tom and I spoke a little Disney at the beginning of the show.
I'm going to buy all of these.
I know, right? I know, right? What do you call it? If you look at men's and jackets.
Oh, my God, they're so expensive.
Yeah, you look at men's jackets, you'll see the one, the black leopard. What do you call this? The one that they sent me.
Jackets.
And the one I wanted the jackal one. It looks really, really cool. But they didn't have it in my size right now.
Yes.
So when they do, then they'll send it over. Hooded coats with ears. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
So what do you call right there?
That's it.
That's it. You knew exactly which one. So it looks really, really cool. Now, so we spoke a little Disney at the beginning of the show. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but did you know about the woman that was groping Gaston at Disney?
Excuse me?
Yeah, like all touching on his chest, and he's like, listen, lady.
That's gross.
He's like, listen, lady, you got to stop.
Oh, my God.
And then he was like, you're out. You're leaving. You're going now. It's like, you're done. Get out.
Did she have too much to drink?
I don't know. See, that was the first thing I thought. It's like, well, is she in Epcot? Because she's in Epcot. Maybe she went like from place to place to place, you know, drinking the beers. But then
she's still brung a little flask in. She's just like, I can't deal with the 4-year-olds.
But it's still not an excuse. You know what I'm saying? For like,
I didn't say it was. It just,
you can't do things like that.
I hope that no sober person does that, you know?
Well, I mean, there are plenty of sober people that do. And apparently, I mean, you know, you don't really hear about it as much, or at least I don't hear about it as much. But the princesses and all that, Kim had mentioned that they get groped all the time. I've never heard of that. But this was the first time I've heard, maybe not the first time, maybe I've heard something like this before, but not as much as not as big of a deal as this turned out to be. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's like she was like all up on him, and he was like, you need to go now. There are kids here. I mean, the guy's at work, for God's sakes.
I couldn't even. Man arrested for groping Disney princess. Oy. Disney World. Oh, my God.
Yeah, how do you?
Oh, he looks like a creep. Why would you let him anywhere near a Disney princess?
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. People are out of their goddamn minds. You know what I mean? They really are.
Oh, my God.
Cupped the victim's right breast with his right forefinger
uh-huh.
and thumb, with only the thin skin tight fabric in between her breast and his fingers. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow. It was like, that was like really explicit, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Charges dropped.
Charges, really?
Well, I don't know. Is this the same guy?
Can't be the same guy. I can't imagine that they would drop.
It is. It's the same guy.
They dropped the charges?
Apparently.
How? I don't see how that's even a thing. Why would they allow that to be dropped? I don't know.
He might have touched it, and it was accidental. He offered an apology to the victim that he hugged people in the past.
In a way,
he's been required to register as a sex offender due to 1991 conviction on 4 felonies. I don't believe him.
Yeah, I don't believe him either. But I mean, like, seriously, if it's like, you know, a little hand puppet, and you go, that's pretty much groping.
I can't believe they dropped it.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That is, well, it is what it is. I don't know how that happened, but you know, it is what it is.
I don't know. So, Tom said it, so I looked it up.
What?
I don't know. You said that they said it, You said that, yeah.
And,
or Kim.
Yeah, listen, I'm assuming that it's got to happen at some point.
Do you think it happens
there
at like Chuck E. Cheese's?
But probably got some.
Who would want to touch a mouse?
Stupid people, you know what
it's
I mean?
Weird.
Stupid. I gotta imagine they're groped by mistake by the kids all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's the kids though.
Yeah,
you expect that from the kids.
But I mean, that's still kind of like I wouldn't want to be in that position.
I mean.
Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
that would make me so awkward. I'd be like,
follow your dreams, unless you're a pedophile.
No. Do not do that. That's disgusting, man. I don't know, man. It's just the things that are out there, the things that people are doing, it just scares me. I don't know what's happening to this world. I really don't. And and it just gets worse. It's just
stupid
things.
I feel like it's the same world. We just have more awareness of it because of cell phones. Everything's recorded now.
Okay. Within the last couple of years, things have gotten that much worse. We've had cell phones for over 10 years at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
You think it's any worse than it was like 10 years ago?
From the things I'm hearing, yeah. Like some crazy stuff.
Man, people are still
I'm surprised people.
People
are like, people are like on bath salts and crap.
Yeah, but people have been on crazy drugs forever.
I don't know. It was just, it is what it is. I also want to do a quick shout out because we didn't have the show last week, but the other week I did an appearance for my buddy Tattoo Tony and his art for autism.
Getting
events.
A tattoo?
No. And
yes, you are.
No, I'm not. And he, what do you call it? It was big biker event, big, what do you call it, bike run for autism out in Jersey. Got to spend the day with obviously with Tony and what he called my buddy Jose Hernandez Jr. from HBO's Oz and Law and Order and Gotham and all that jazz.
He was
out there, and I haven't seen him in a hot minute. And what do you call it? Just a really, really good time, good cause. So, people, if you are interested in taking a look at that for next time that they're doing it, make sure you follow Tattoo Tony on all the interwebs, and you know, you'll see what's going on. So anyway, that's about it. That's all the time we have. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. Catch the Grindhouse Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What do you call it? On Thursday nights. On Tuesdays, Within Brimskin comes out, as well as my other show, The Dirty Little Secrets Club with Dana Pereira. And then Wednesdays, you've got that awesome show called Truly Inconsequential Live with myself and Mr. Greer, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, live. Anyway, we'll see you again next week.